大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是杨堂主。
I am Master Yang.
咱们来聊一个真正把人生过成爽文剧本的男人。
Let's talk about a man who truly lived his life like a protagonist in a novel.
埃马纽埃尔·马克龙，提到他。
Emmanuel Macron mentioned him.
大家可能第一反应是法国最年轻。
Everyone might think that France is the youngest.
总统娶了大24岁老师。
The president married a 24-year-old teacher.
但很少有人知道这个看似一路开挂的男人。
But few people know that this seemingly invincible man
背后藏着多少不为人知的坚持、叛逆与博弈。
How much unknown persistence and rebellion and strategy are hidden behind it?
他是法兰西第五共和国近200年来最年轻的国家元首。
He is the youngest head of state in the Fifth Republic of France in the past two centuries.
也是欧洲政坛最具争议。
Also, is one of the most controversial figures in European politics.
有最具影响力的领袖之一。
One of the most influential leaders.
他的一生既有惊世骇俗的爱情。
His life was full of both shocking and unconventional love stories.
也有跌宕起伏的政治逆袭。
There are also dramatic political reversals.
更有打破常规的勇气与智慧。
More courage and wisdom to break the mold.
今天
Today,
咱们就从头到尾把马克龙的故事讲透讲明白。
Let's start from the beginning and tell the story of Macron in detail.
既有深度又不晦涩。
Deep but not obscure.
普通人也能轻松看懂。
Easy for ordinary people to understand.
1977年12月21日
December 21, 1977,
马克龙出生在法国北部城市亚眠的一个精英家庭。
Macron was born in a wealthy family in the northern French city of Amiens.
父母都是资深医生。
Both parents are senior doctors.
家境优渥
，wealthy family，
从小就给了他最好的教育资源
，provided him with the best educational resources from a young age。
在家人的期待中
，in the expectation of family members，
他进入了当地最顶尖的耶稣会学校就读。天资聪颖的他，成绩一直名列前茅。
He entered the most prestigious Jesuit.School in the area, and with his outstanding talent, he consistently ranked among the top students.
是老师眼中的学霸，父母眼中的乖孩子。
He is the genius in the eyes of the teacher and the obedient child in the eyes of the parents.
所有人都以为他会沿着精英学霸、顶尖学府、体面职业的既定轨迹。
Everyone assumed he would follow the established trajectory of being a top student from an elite academic institution, pursuing a respectable career.
即平稳度过一生。
To live a stable life.
可谁也没想到。
Who would have thought?
这个看似乖巧的少年。
This seemingly docile boy.
在15岁那年做出了一个让整个家庭整个学校都为之震动的决定。
In 15, I made a decision that shook the entire family and school.
爱上了自己的戏剧老
师。I fell in love with my own drummer.
老师布里吉特·特罗尼厄。当时的布里吉特已经39岁。
Bridget Trooney, at the time, was 39 years old.
不仅已婚
Not only is he married.
还有三个孩子
There are three more children.
其中最大的孩子甚至比马克龙还要大两岁。
The oldest child is even 2 years older than Macron.
在保守的法国社会
In the conservative French society,
这种师生恋加年龄差24岁加对方已婚的组合
is teacher-student relationship with a 24-year age gap and the fact that both parties are married.
简直是离经叛道的代名词。遭到了所有人的反对。
It's a term that has become synonymous with rebellion and has been universally condemned.
马克龙的父母更是急得团团转。
Macron's parents were even more anxious.
他们无法接受自己的儿子做出这样出格的事情。
They couldn't accept that their son had done something so outrageous.
反复劝说，施压。
Repeatedly persuade and pressure,
甚至不惜强行将马克龙转到巴黎的亨利四世中学。
Even Henry Roman IV, who was willing to forcibly transfer students to the Henry Roman IV school in Paris,
试图用距离和时间彻底拆散这。
When the picture completely breaks down the sense of distance and time,
这段不被世俗认可的感情
is unconventional emotion.
面对父母的强硬态度和世俗的流言蜚语
in the face of parents' harsh attitudes and rumors from society,
15岁的马克龙没有退缩
15-year-old Macron didn't back down,
也没有妥协
no compromise.
在临别之际
in parting,
他看着布里吉特的眼睛
He looked at Bridget's eyes,
郑重地说出了一句改变他一生的誓言
He solemnly declared a vow that would change his life.
我会回来娶你的
I will come back to marry you.
这句话不是少年一时的冲动
This is not a momentary impulse of youth.
而是他一生执着的开始。
But it was his lifelong persistence.
这份不被看好的感情
This unloved feeling
不仅没有磨掉他的棱角
Not only did it not soften his edges,
反而塑造了他最鲜明的性格特质。
Instead, it shaped his most distinctive personality traits.
认定目标便一往无前。
Once the target is identified, proceed without hesitation.
无视世俗规则。
Ignore worldly rules.
不惧他人非议。
Undeterred by others' criticism.
而这种特质也成为他日后在政坛上打破左右翼壁垒。
And this characteristic also became a key to breaking through the ideological barriers between the left and the right in the future political arena.
逆势崛起的核心力量。
The core forces behind the rise.
来到巴黎之后。
After arriving in Paris.
马克龙没有因为感情的波折而荒废学业。
Macron didn't slack off in his studies because of his emotional turmoil.
反而展现出了惊人的学习天赋和适应能力。
Instead, it demonstrated remarkable learning ability and adaptability.
他就读于巴黎第十大学。
He studied at the University of Paris 10th.
主修哲学。
Major in philosophy.
深入钻研
In-depth research
萨特
Sartre
加缪等思想家的理论
The theories of philosophers such as Camus
这种哲学素养也为他日后的政治思维和演讲能力打下了坚实的基础
This also laid a solid foundation for his future political thinking and speaking skills
后来
Later,
他凭借优异的成绩成功考入法国顶级学府国家行政学院。
He successfully entered the prestigious National Administration School in France with excellent grades.
这所学校被誉为法国政治精英的摇篮。
This school is known as the cradle of French political elites.
历任法国总统、总理。
Former French presidents and prime ministers.
大多出自这里。
Most come from here.
这所学校就相当于拿到了通往法国政坛核心的入场券。
This school is equivalent to obtaining a pass to the core of the French political arena.
毕业后
After graduation,
马克龙顺理成章地进入法国经济部。
Macron's smooth and orderly entry into the French Ministry of Economy
成为一名公务员
to become a civil servant
手握铁饭碗
to have a stable job
前途一片光明
bright future
这也是当时大多数精英子弟的最优选择
This was also the best choice for most elites at that time.
但马克龙的人生从来都不按常理出牌。
But Macron's life has never been ordinary.
他不满足于安稳的公务员生活。
He was not satisfied with the stable life of a civil servant.
渴望更大的舞台。
Desire for a bigger stage.
也渴望积累更多的财富和经验。
I also want to accumulate more wealth and experience.
2008年
2008,
他做出了一个震惊朋友圈的决定。
He made a shocking decision that shocked his friends.
毅然辞去经济部的铁饭碗。
Decided to quit my stable job in the economics department.
进入罗斯柴尔德银行。
Enter Rothschild Bank,
成为一名投资银行家。
Become an investment banker.
要知道
To know,
要从稳定的公务员转型到竞争激烈。
From a stable civil servant to a competitive,
风险极高的投行。
High risk investment banks.
这在很多人看来是自毁前程。
This is seen as self-sabotaging one's career by many.
但马克龙却凭借自己的智慧和能力。
However, Macron succeeded through his own wisdom and ability.
在投行领域闯出了一片天。
He has made a name for himself in the investment banking field.
在银行的四年里。
In the bank for 4 years.
他参与了多笔巨额交易。
He participated in multiple large-scale transactions.
其中最知名的就是雀巢收购辉瑞制药的交易。
Kai Zhang's Yui Zhai Ming the Jew, Chi Kwe Kao, Xu Gu Hui Rui Zhai Dao de Jairoi.
这笔交易金额高达118亿美元。
This transaction is worth $118 billion.
马克龙凭借出色的谈判能力和专业素养
With his outstanding negotiation skills and professional expertise, Macron
为银行赚取了巨额佣金
earned a huge commission for the bank.
也为自己赚到了人生第一桶金。
Also earned their first pot of gold.
更积累了宝贵的商业经验和人脉资源。
Accumulated more valuable business experience and network resources.
这些都成为他日后从政的重要资本。
These all become important resources for him in his future political career.
2012年
In 2012,
命运之神再次眷顾了这个有准备的人。
The god of fate once again favored this prepared person.
他的前银行同事成为新当选总统奥朗德的核心顾问。
His former bank colleague became a key advisor to former President Holland.
在同事的推荐下
with the recommendation of a colleague.
马克龙被邀请进入爱丽舍宫。
Marquis Long Bay Yao King Jin Ru Ai Lai Shi Gong.
担任总统副秘书长。
Served as Deputy Secretary General.
正式踏入法国核心政坛。
Officially entered the core of the French political arena.
2014年。
2014
年仅36岁的马克龙迎来了自己政治生涯的重大突破。
At the age of 36, Macron achieved a major breakthrough in his political career.
被奥朗德任命为法国经济部长。
Appointed by Holland as French Minister of Economy.
成为法国历史上最年轻的经济部长之一。
One of the youngest economic ministers in French history.
在这个职位上，
In this position,
他力推马克龙法案，大胆改革。
He strongly advocated for Macron's bold reform plan.
允许商店周日营业，放松劳动法管制。
The new law allows stores to operate on Sundays.
试图激活法国经济活力。
Activate the French economy.
虽然这些改革引发了不少争议。
Although these reforms have caused a lot of controversy.
遭到了部分民众和工会的反对。
Met with opposition from some citizens and unions.
但也让他在政坛崭露头角。
But it also allowed him to rise to prominence in politics.
让更多人看到了这个年轻政客的魄力和能力。
Let more people see the courage and ability of this young politician.
在追逐政治梦想的同时，
While pursuing political dreams.
马克龙从未忘记自己15岁时的誓言。从未放弃那段不被世俗认可的感情。
Macron never forgot the vow he made when he was 15. Never give up on that love that was not recognized by society.
在与布里吉特分离的日子里，
On the day I separated from Bridget,
他们始终保持着联系。
They always stay in touch.
彼此鼓励，彼此支撑。
Never encouraged each other.
布里吉特的成熟、温柔与理解
，Bridget's maturity and tenderness，
成为马克龙前行路上最坚实的后盾
，become the strongest support for Macron's journey。
而马克龙的执着、坚定与才华
，and Macron's unwavering determination and talent。
也让布里吉特更加坚信这个少年一定会兑现自己的承诺。
This also made Bridget even more convinced that the boy would definitely keep his promise.
为了和马克龙在一起
，To be with Macron，
布里吉特也做出了巨大的牺牲。
Bridget also organized a grand wedding.
她毅然与前夫离婚。
He resolutely divorced his ex-husband.
放弃了原本安稳的生活。
Give up the original stable life.
顶住了来自家人。
Resisted from family.
朋友和社会的巨大压力。
The immense pressure from friends and society.
默默陪伴在马克龙身边。
Silently accompanying Macron.
见证他从一个懵懂少年成长为一名优秀的政客。
Witness his transformation from a naive young man into an outstanding politician.
这段爱情经历了14年的长跑。
This love story lasted for 14 years.
跨越了年龄的鸿沟。
Bridging the age gap.
世俗的偏见。
Superstition.
终于在2007年迎来了圆满。
Finally, it was completed in 2007.
2007年
,2007.
29岁的马克龙和53岁的布里吉特在法国勒图凯市 举行了一场简单而温馨的婚礼。
29-year-old Macron and 53-year-old Brigitte held a simple and intimate wedding in the town of Le Touquet, France.
婚礼上
At the wedding,
让马克龙对着布利吉特的三个继子继女真诚地说道
Macron sincerely told his three stepchildren,
感谢你们接受我们这不正常的爱情。
Thank you for accepting our unconventional love.
从今往后，我们就是一家人。
From now on, we are one family.
这句话不仅是对布利吉特家人的承诺。
This is not only a promise to the Bridget family.
更是对这段爱情的坚守。
This is also a steadfast commitment to love.
如今
Nowadays,
这段相差24岁的婚姻已经走过了17个年头。
This marriage, which is 24 years apart, has lasted for 17 years.
依旧十分甜蜜。
Still very sweet.
布利吉特也从一开始被认为是马克龙的政治软肋。
Bridget was initially considered Macron's political weakness.
逐渐变成了他的最强助攻。
It gradually became his biggest weakness.
他优雅的气质
His elegant demeanor.
独特的人格魅力
Unique personality.
以及对马克龙的无条件支持
And unconditional support for Macron.
为马克龙赢得了不少女性选民的支持。
This has won the support of many female voters for Macron.
也让更多人开始理解。
This also helps more people to understand.
并认可这段跨越年龄的爱情。
And recognize this love that transcends age.
马克龙用行动证明了爱情无关。
Macron demonstrated with his actions that love is irrelevant.
年龄无关
Age is irrelevant.
世俗只关乎真心与坚守
The worldly only concerns about sincerity and perseverance.
2016年
2016.
马克龙在政坛已经积累了一定的人脉和声望。
Macron has already accumulated a certain amount of influence and prestige in the political arena.
但他深知
But he knew
法国传统的左右翼政治格局已经陷入了僵局。
The traditional right-wing political landscape in France has been in a stalemate.
左派与右派互相制衡。
Left and right sides mutually check and balance each other.
互相攻击
Mutual attack.
无法真正为法国的发展带来突破
Unable to truly bring about breakthroughs for France's development.
于是
So,
他做出了人生中最冒险也最具决定性的决定。
He made the most daring and decisive decision of his life.
创建前进运动后
After creating the forward movement,
更名为复兴党提出跨越左右之分
The party renamed the Renaissance Party proposes to transcend the left-right divide.
打破传统政治壁垒的政治主张
Political ideas that break down traditional political barriers.
呼吁团结所有愿意为法国发展努力的人。
Call for unity among all those who are willing to work for the development of France.
推动法国进行深度改革。
Promote deep reforms in France.
这一举措在法国传统的左右翼政治格局中无异于离经叛道。
This move is tantamount to heresy in the traditional left-right political landscape of France.
遭到了左右翼势力的共同反对。
Met with opposition from both the left and the right.
同年八月
，In the same August，
为了全身心投入总统大选
，To fully immerse myself in the presidential election，
马克龙毅然辞去经济部长一职。
Macron resolutely resigned from his position as Minister of Economy。
随后于11月正式宣布以独立候选人的身份参加2017年法国总统大选。
Subsequently, in November, he formally announced his candidacy for the 2017 French presidential election as an independent candidate.
当时几乎所有人都不看好他，没有传统政党的支持。
At that time, almost everyone was pessimistic about his lack of support from traditional political parties.
没有强大的政治背景。
Without a strong political background,
竞争对手
competitors,
要么是老牌政客
either a seasoned politician,
要么是拥有大量支持者的极右翼候选人。马克龙的参选
Either the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters,The far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or the candidate with a large number of supporters, the far-right candidate Macron, or
被很多人视为闹剧
considered a farce by many,
但命运似乎格外垂青
but fate seemed to favor me.
这个叛逆者也格外眷顾。
This rebel is also particularly favored.
有准备的人。
Prepared people.
大选期间。
During the election period.
右翼共和党候选人菲勇被爆出空饷门丑闻。
The right-wing Republican candidate Fly was exposed for writing fanciful and unrealistic articles.
涉嫌利用妻子和子女领取巨额空饷，民望
Alleged use of wife and children to obtain large amounts of fictitious public support
一路下滑
Downhill
彻底失去了竞争力
Completely lost competitiveness
社会党推出的候选人阿蒙政策保守，缺乏号召力
The candidate nominated by the Social Democratic Party, Ammon, has a conservative policy and lacks appeal.
也无法获得广泛支持。
Also, it could not gain widespread support.
而马克龙则凭借清新的形象、务实的政策
And Macron, with his fresh image, has implemented effective policies.
主张出色的演讲能力
promote excellent public speaking skills
以及打破常规的标签
and breaking the conventional tags
迅速吸引了大量选民的关注
quickly attracted the attention of a large number of voters
尤其是年轻选民和中间派选民的支持。
Especially among young voters and moderate voters.
他在竞选演讲中不刻意讨好任何一派。
In his campaign speech, he did not target any particular faction.
不回避法国面临的问题。
Don't avoid the issue of the broken country.
直言法国需要改革。
Frankly, France needs reform.
需要团结。
Need to unite.
需要打破传统的政治束缚。
Break free from traditional political constraints.
这种真诚和魄力
This sincerity and boldness
打动了无数法国民众
Impressed countless French people.
2017年5月7日
May 7, 2017
马克龙在第二轮投票中以 65.48% 的压倒性优势
In the second round of voting, Macron won with a crushing 65.48% of the vote.
击败极右翼候选人玛丽娜·勒庞，成功当选法国总统。
Successfully defeated far-right candidate Marine Le Pen to win the French presidential election.
年仅39岁
Only 39 years old
成为法国近200年来最年轻的国家元首就职典礼上
I was at the inauguration ceremony of the youngest head of state in France in two centuries
他牵着布里吉特的手
He held Bridget's hand
眼神坚定
With unwavering gaze
语气庄重
Solemn tone
我将为法国服务
I will serve France
为法国人民的幸福而努力
Strive for the happiness of the French people
我将带领法国走出困境
I will lead France out of the crisis
走向更美好的未来
Move toward a better future
上任之后
After taking office
马克龙没有辜负选民的期望
Macron did not disappoint the voters
迅速推出了一系列雄心勃勃的改革措施
quickly launched a series of ambitious reform measures
试图改变法国经济乏力
attempting to change the French economy which is struggling
社会矛盾突出的现状
The current situation of prominent social contradictions.
他取消了富人税。
It abolished the wealth tax.
吸引海外资本回流。
Attract overseas capital to return.
刺激经济增长。改革。
Stimulate economic growth reform.
养老金制度。
Pension system.
延长退休年龄。
Extend the retirement age.
缓解养老金缺口。
To alleviate the pension gap.
推动劳动力市场改革。
Promote labor market reforms.
降低企业用工成本。
Reduce labor costs for businesses.
促进就业。
Promote employment.
同时
At the same time,
他积极推动欧洲一体化进程。
It actively promotes the process of European integration.
呼吁加强欧洲各国的合作。
Call for increased cooperation among European countries.
提升欧洲的国际地位。
Enhance Europe's international standing.
但这些改革触动了部分民众的既得利益。
But these reforms touched the vested interests of some people.
引发了巨大的争议和抗议。
Caused a huge controversy and protests.
尤其是养老金改革。
Especially pension reform.
更是引发了持续数月的黄马甲运动。
This also sparked months of protests known as the Yellow Vest Movement.
法国多地出现大规模示威游行。
Mass demonstrations and protests have occurred in various parts of France.
甚至出现了暴力冲突。
Even violent conflicts have occurred.
交通瘫痪。
Traffic paralysis.
商店关门。
The store is closed.
法国社会陷入一片混乱。
French society is in chaos.
乱。面对这场严重的危机。
In the face of this serious crisis,
马克龙没有退缩。
Macron did not back down.
也没有妥协。
No compromise.
他一边与抗议者对话。
He was talking to the protesters.
倾听民众的诉求。
Listen to the people's demands.
调整改革方案。
Adjustment and reform plan.
一边坚定地推进改革。
To firmly promote reform.
他认为
He believes that
只有改革才能让法国摆脱困境。
Only reform can save France from its predicament.
才能实现长期发展。
In order to achieve long-term development.
2022年
2022
在俄乌冲突爆发，全球经济下行。
In the global economic downturn caused by the Russia-Ukraine conflict,
法国社会矛盾加剧的复杂背景下,
in the complex background of escalating social tensions in France,
马克龙再次参加总统大选,面临的挑战比2017年更加严峻。极右翼候选人勒庞卷土重来。
He, who had previously participated in the presidential election, now faces more challenges than in 2017, including the resurgence of the right-wing candidate Le Pen.
凭借极端的政策主张获得了大量选民的支持。
Gained the support of a large number of voters through extreme policy proposals.
马克龙的连任之路充满了不确定性。
Macron's path to re-election is full of uncertainty.
但他凭借自己的执政成绩、务实的政策主张。
However, he succeeded in implementing his policy agenda through his strong leadership and effective governance.
以及在国际事务中展现出的领导力。
And demonstrated leadership in international affairs.
再次击败勒庞，成功连任。
Successfully defeated Le Pen again.
成为自雅克·希拉克以来首位成功连任的法国总统。
As the first French president to be re-elected since Jacques Chirac.
连任后的马克龙更加积极地参与国际事务。
After being re-elected, Macron became more actively involved in international affairs.
试图在全球格局中为法国、为欧洲争取更多的话语权。
Trying to gain more influence for France in the global landscape and for Europe.
他穿梭于俄乌两国之间。
He shuttled between the two countries, Russia and Ukraine.
试图扮演和平调解人的角色
Trying to play the role of a peace mediator
推动俄乌停火谈判
Promote the negotiation of a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine
他直言不讳地批评美国的霸权主义和单边主义
He bluntly criticized American hegemony and unilateralism
呼吁欧洲实现战略自主
Call for Europe to achieve strategic autonomy.
摆脱对美国的依赖。
Break away from dependence on the United States.
他还推动法国担任欧盟轮值主席国，期间加强欧洲防务合作。
He also promoted closer European defense cooperation during France's tenure as the rotating EU presidency.
推动欧洲一体化向更深层次发展。
Promote the further development of European integration.
朋友们 到这里
Friends, come here.
相信大家都会有一个疑问。
I believe everyone will have a question.
马克龙为什么能成功？
Why did Macron succeed?
他的人生真的是开挂吗？
His life and the development of peace and defense.
其实不然。
Actually not.
马克龙的成功从来都不是偶然。
Macron's success is not accidental.
而是他自身特质。
Instead, it is his own characteristics.
努力与机遇的结合。
The combination of effort and opportunity.
他身上有三个特质。
He has three characteristics.
值得我们每个人深思和学习。
Worth our deep thought and learning.
第一。
First.
打破常规的勇气。
The courage to break the mold.
从15岁爱上大24岁的老师。
From falling in love with my 24-year-old teacher at the age of 15.
不顾世俗偏见。
Ignoring worldly prejudices.
坚守自己的爱情。
Hold on to your love.
到辞去铁饭碗。
To get a stable job.
跨界进入投行，挑战未知。
Crossing into investment banking to challenge the unknown.
再到创立新党。
And to establish a new party.
打破左右翼政治壁垒。
Break down the political barriers between the left and the right.
逆势参选总统，马克龙的一生都在打破常规。
Macron, who defied expectations and ran for president,has lived a life of breaking the mold.
不被传统观念和世俗规则束缚。这种勇气
The courage not to be bound by traditional concepts and secular rules.
让他敢于走别人不敢走的路。
Let him dare to walk the road that others dare not.
也让他获得了别人无法获得的机遇。
It also gave him opportunities that others couldn't get.
第二
Second,
超强的学习能力和适应能力。
Exceptional learning ability and adaptability.
从哲学学霸到投资银行家。
From a philosophy major to an investment banker.
再到政治家。
Then to politicians.
马克龙在多个完全不同的领域都能快速适应。
Macron can quickly adapt to multiple completely different fields.
并且做到顶尖。
And achieve the top.
他善于学习。
He is good at learning.
善于总结。
Good at summarizing.
能够快速掌握不同领域的核心逻辑。
Quickly master the core logic of different fields.
这种超强的学习能力和适应能力。
This incredible learning ability and adaptability.
让他在人生的每一个转折点都能从容应对，脱颖而出。
Enable him to handle every turning point in life with composure and stand out.
第三。
Third.
坚定的信念和执着的追求。
Strong belief and persistent pursuit.
对爱情。
About love.
他坚守14年。
He has been steadfast for 14 years.
兑现了15岁的誓言。
Fulfills a vow made at 15 years old.
对政治理想。
For political ideals.
他始终不忘初心。
He always remembers his original intention.
无论面临多大的压力和挑战。
No matter how much pressure and challenges you face.
都坚持推进改革，为法国的发展而努力。
All of them are committed to promoting reforms for the development of France.
这种坚定的信念和执着的追求。
This unwavering belief and persistent pursuit
让他在困境中永不放弃
Let him never give up in adversity.
在顺境中不骄不躁。
Don't be arrogant in good times.
最终实现了自己的人生目标。
Finally achieved his or her life goal.
当然。
Of course.
我们也不能忽视马克龙的执政之路。
We also cannot ignore Macron's path to power.
依然充满了挑战。
Still full of challenges.
法国经济增长乏力。
France's economy is weak.
社会分裂加剧。
Social division intensifies.
极右翼势力。
Extremist groups.
抬头。
Look up.
能源危机等问题。
Energy crisis and other issues.
都在考验着他的领导力。
He is testing his leadership.
但不可否认的是
But it cannot be denied that
马克龙已经成为欧洲政坛的硬核玩家。
Macron has become a hardcore player in European politics.
他的每一个决定都可能影响整个欧洲的未来。
His every decision could affect the future of the entire Europe.
也可能影响全球的格局。
It may also affect the global landscape.
好了。
Okay.
今天的马克龙故事就讲到这里。
The story of Macron today ends here.
他的一生有惊世骇俗的爱情。
His life was marked by a shocking and unconventional love.
有跌宕起伏的逆袭。
There are ups and downs.
有坚守初心的执着
With unwavering determination,
也有直面挑战的勇气
Also, the courage to face challenges.
他用自己的人生告诉我们
He uses his life to tell us.
人生没有固定的剧本
Life has no fixed script.
只要敢于打破常规
He must dare to break the mold.
坚守信念
Adhere to the principles.
努力拼搏。
Strive.
每个人都能活成自己想要的样子。
Everyone can live the way they want.
如果你喜欢今天的内容
If you like today's content.
记得点赞。
Remember to like.
关注或转发给喜欢的朋友。
Follow or share with friends who like it.
谢谢。
Thank you.
也可以在评论区留言，说说你对马克龙的看法。
You can also leave comments in the comments section to share your thoughts on Macron.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.